Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details. Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
Hey guys, welcome back to Three Terrible Gamers Podcast. This is episode 96, and I'm here with Colin.
Hey guys.
All right, we have a few from last week, and we'll go ahead and get into it. The Legend of Zelda Echoes of Wisdom beats both Doom and the Dark Ages and Gears of War as this summer's most wishlisted game.
Yeah, so far so good with it. The Legend of Zelda Echoes of Wisdom has beaten the likes of Gears of War, Dark Ages, and Astro Bot. And Doom. Yeah. Dark Ages to be the most wishlisted game of the summer showcase season. That's according to data from IGN Playlist via GameIndustry.biz. Prior to last week's cracking Nintendo Direct, which I believe is 2 weeks now, because these topics were meant to be last week's topics.
Yeah, it would have been 2 weeks.
Which, I mean, it's still on top of the list of the, you know, yeah. Still on top of the wish list, so it's still definitely relevant. But prior to last week's cracking Nintendo Direct, PlayStation 5 exclusive platformer Astro Bot was at the top, but Zelda swept it away at last moment to take the number one spot, and I believe that everything just fell one spot from where it was.
Yeah, just it took the top spot, so everything just fell one.
Yeah. The new title was a big surprise during the Direct and a chance to play Zelda for the first time, minus the
CDI game.
The CDI game. Doesn't count, along with the creative new gameplay elements, have got IGN readers pretty hyped up. Yes, we are. You know, obviously this article is from IGN, and we're not owned by them, blah, 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 because, yet again, this is just IGN talking.
Right.
We're still independent here at IGN. And along with Nintendo Life as well with this one. I think I copy and pasted a little too much to read down for you.
Sorry, I do that sometimes. See, I can see why Echoes of Wisdom is most wishlisted game. It's only a 2D Zelda, it's not a 3D. And a lot of people don't even play the 2D Zeldas, but I do. I like both 3D and 2D Zeldas, but I think a lot of people are just looking forward to something new, something different, playing as Zelda, you know, just saving Link instead, and I'm looking forward to it. When I first seen it, I was like, I don't know how, you know, I'll like playing as Zelda, but as I watched the trailer and seen, I mean, it's a true Zelda game, because, you know, it's puzzles, you know, gotta figure out stuff, and I think it'll be fun, and I'm really excited for it.
Yeah, I figured they'd try to pull something off like that, especially since Princess Peach Showtime was relatively successful.
Right. And it's better to test it out on a 2D Zelda than a 3D Zelda.
Yeah.
because it was rumored that Tears of the Kingdom like had parts that you could play as Zelda, which obviously we know now is not true, but maybe they'll test this out, so maybe sometime in the future not get a 3D Zelda to play as Zelda the whole game, but maybe just a part or something.
So which formula do you think they're going to take with this? Just because it was like the modernized Link's Awakening, do you think it's going to take a route to where Zelda's going to wind up fighting the boss just by herself, or do you think it's going to take a traditional 2D Zelda approach as far as like actual in-game goes and usually how Zelda helps out in the final boss battles?
I don't know. I didn't even think about that. Because if Link helps, then he's going to steal the show, and you know what I mean. He's going to take over and beat Ganon. Zelda wouldn't beat him at that, or even if it's Ganon, I don't know if it's Ganon because we seen Link beat Ganon, and then it was Ganon's trident or staff that caused the portals or whatever. So we don't even know if the final boss will be Ganon. I just assume it is.
Yeah.
Either way, I think if it was Link, it'd be like just stealing the show, and it would make the whole game not useless, but it'd take the spotlight away from Zelda being the main character.
Well, I know typically like Zelda will help out by either like in Ocarina of Time, like shooting him with arrows or, you know, something along those lines.
Right, which Link could do that, but to me, usually he uses his sword to seal Ganon away, so if he's using a sword, then I think that would just take away from Zelda's rod.
Well, if you're talking about sealing him away at that point, it would make sense that Ganon technically wouldn't be the final boss at that point, because how is anyone going to steal anything away without the Master Sword?
Master Sword.
Control.
Right, that's what I'm saying. If Link comes back, then he would have that.
I say they do a twist, and I'm going to predict that the wizard from Link to the Past will probably be the final boss.
I don't remember that name.
I never can out. That's why I just said the wizard from Link to the Past. But he starts with an A.
Maybe. Because I know Vaati or whatever, V-A-A-T-I, was one. But I think that was maybe Four Swords. I can't remember for sure.
Maybe. I haven't played a Four Swords series.
I haven't played. I just know the story behind it.
Gotcha.
I don't know.
I do know the wizard's name does start with an A. I just can't think of it. And my phone's over there. I am on a PC, but I don't feel like going live just because I can't remember the guy's name.
I'll do it.
You're going to do it for me?
I can't remember. I think it does start with an A. I think you're right. Wizard Aghanim? A-G-A-H-N-I-M.
Yeah, hard to pronounce anyways, but it does start with an A.
It does. Yep.
I mean, I beat the game. I hope I remembered it a little bit, because you do face that guy twice.
Yeah, I haven't beat the game. I've started it, and I've like rescued Zelda out of the castle, but that's about as far as I've got.
It will switch online, don't play it on the SNES, because the Ice Palace will make you want to end it all.
I have a ROM hack version that makes the Ice Palace a little easier. I'm going to take the sis approach to it, because I know how much aggravation it brings people.
I mean, I technically did myself. I mean, where obviously Nintendo Switch Online is emulated, I would just go through, and as soon as I got into a new room, I would save. Go to an extra room, save.
Which, that's what it's for. You know, that's why emulators are there, to help people out. You know, they didn't have that back in the day. And maybe that caused a lot of people to stop playing the game. So this way, people can start a little closer if they die or whatever.
Yeah. But, I mean, time will tell. We'll figure it out in September, what the actual boss is.
Yeah, I'll definitely play it. And I'm excited for it. All right. Super Sega FPGA console will... Wait. Yeah, we'll play Genesis, Master System, Saturn, and Dreamcast games.
Yeah, a team of Spanish Sega fans are looking to build an ultimate Sega console, capable of running Mega Drive, Genesis, Master System, SC-3000, SG-1000, Saturn, and Dreamcast games, which I didn't even know about the SC and SG series of consoles.
I didn't either.
Yeah. But yeah, those are the things that I don't know why I didn't do a more extensive thing into it. I think it deleted it by accident. But yeah, so it's obviously, like I said, it's fan art basically is what's happening with it, but they get through. Do you think it's going to be a situation like with the MIG switches? Potentially?
Maybe. You can play like a custom cartridge or a bunch of games on one or something.
Yeah, like I said, I just can't figure out. I mean, if it's going to have all these systems in it, their games are already going to have to be on there, or it's just kind of a point. Because there's no way you're going to have that many slots to hold each game.
Each cartridge, different size cartridge.
Yeah.
Let's see. I got the article here. Let's see what it says.
One of them was even a disc, wasn't it? Dreamcast was a disc.
Yeah, Dreamcast was a disc. Yep. Says a team of Spanish Sega fans are looking to build the ultimate Sega console capable of running Mega Drive, Genesis, which Mega Drive was the Genesis. Just it was Mega Drive in Japan and Genesis in the US.
Gotcha. It was like the Famicom NES difference.
Yep. So it's running Mega Drive / NES, then Master System, SC-3000, SG-1000, Saturn and Dreamcast games. The Super Sega will use a Vertex UltraScale Plus FPGA chip to replicate the performance of these systems as accurately as possible. It will also feature Wi-Fi and Bluetooth connectivity as well as an SD card slot. I'd say there'll be some games on that. Be able to load games from the SD card slot. Says the optical drive will be a CD/DVD reader with writer contained within a transparent bay within the console's unusual bodywork. So maybe with the optical drive being on there, you'll be able to run actual Dreamcast games. It doesn't really specify what the optical drive's for, but I'm assuming that's what it's for.
Yeah, one would assume so anyways.
Yeah. It says 8 joystick ports will be included, allowing Sega fans to use their original controllers, and there will also be USB ports. The team behind Super Sega is headed up by computer engineer Alejandro Martin, who has previously worked at Cinemartin and Trace Telecom. Tony Hernandez, Carlos Lopez, and Christina Burgess are involved with the project as well. So it said it'd be 8 ports for the other controllers and then USB ports. I'm guessing you can use whatever controller you want with the USB. So you like plug your Xbox controller or something in there, I'm assuming. I don't really know. Or maybe you can load games from a USB drive. I'm not sure. But I know it said it'll be an SD card slot, which I'm not 100% certain, but I'm assuming that means you can load games off an SD card. It's usually what that means with these types of things.
But say if you're doing that, they better be careful because that would bring lawsuits about.
Yeah, but Sega, they care about their properties, but they're not as big on it as Nintendo are. Nobody's as big on it as Nintendo is.
That's true, but I don't know, it's still a risky thing to do.
Yeah, but as long as you don't advertise it as that, it's okay. Like, they could advertise the SD card slot as extra storage to store games, like game saves and stuff, not actually load your games from the SD card.
Yeah. Makes sense. I mean, or that could be their excuse for having, like, the extra USB ports. That way, be like, oh, yeah, you got to pull it from the emulator first, then plug it in here.
Yeah. Yeah, something like that. All right. Steam is getting an official controller.
Yeah. So, well, I guess they're partnering with something from what it seems like PC gamers can now use Hori's official wireless Hori pad for Steam, which features twin analog sticks instead of touchpads. The controller has a traditional layout, remappable buttons, and supports Steam's big picture mode for easy customization. Launching by the end of October for around $50, the wireless Hori pad will be available in white, black, blue, yellow. So, I may be a little out of touch. What is a touchpad?
A touchpad, it's like the Steam Deck, how it has those, well, touchpads. It's like basically a mouse sensor.
Gotcha.
So you can, like on the Steam Deck, you can use mouse. The Steam Deck, I think, has one. It's a square on the right side, so it's like you just use it as a mouse.
Gotcha. So kind of like a laptop situation.
Yeah, like a trackpad. I think okay. The Legion Go is the one that has two, one on each side, but the Steam Deck has one. But I think that's what they're talking about, because the only other thing I can think of a touchpad is what's on a PlayStation 5 controller, okay. Which is essentially the same thing. But
they get rid of it instead of having one.
Right, yep.
So it's basically laid out like an Xbox controller to an extent.
Yeah, I haven't seen pictures of it.
The pictures I've seen, it seems like the D-pad was like up top and then your two analog controllers.
Like a PlayStation.
Yeah.
Symmetrical instead of asymmetrical.
Yeah.
See, I mean, that's fine, but me personally, I like the asymmetrical sticks. I just find them more comfortable than the symmetrical, but... That's what I've played with for a long time. I used to, you know, like, obviously, the PlayStation controller, because it's what we had. We had PlayStation 2, I played PlayStation 1. But playing Xbox and Switch and everything for so long, and just got used to the other more.
Yeah, I don't even think I noticed that Switch whenever I went from the PlayStation 2 to the 360.
No, it's easier to go from using the symmetrical to the asymmetrical than going from the asymmetrical back to the symmetrical.
And yeah.
No, like the Wii U gamepad, it had two symmetrical, but they were up top, not on the bottom.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like the Steam Deck. The Steam Deck has two up top, like the Wii U gamepad does. That's comfortable. That's really comfortable because you put your hands on it and your thumbs are already pointed up. So they're there. But when they're on like the PlayStation, when you hold it, your thumbs are up at like the D-pad and the face buttons to hit the sticks. You got to bend them down into the middle, and it's fine. Like I'll play PlayStation games on Steam that way, like God of War and different ones that God of War I just beat. I played it with the PlayStation controller, but that's the only games I'll play with that controller is PlayStation games.
Are the senses still symmetrical, or are they asymmetrical too?
They're symmetrical. Like your normal PlayStation controller.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
Well, I knew they had changed it from shock to sin, so I didn't know if they went ahead and modernized it even more.
No, they're still symmetrical at the bottom, like a normal PlayStation controller. I don't think they'll ever go asymmetrical.
Yeah, they gotta be the odd ones out.
Yeah, even though it's less comfortable. Which, a lot of people prefer the PlayStation controller, but that's just a preference. You know, if that's all they've played all their lives, I get that, I understand. But for us, we've had both, and asymmetrical is more comfortable, in my opinion. All right. Well, this is launching. This just says launching in Japan on October 31st.
Yeah, it seems like it's going to hit there before it hits here.
Yeah, it costs around $50. All right. Moving on to this week's Game Pass games for July.
For whatever reason, I can only find stuff up to the 16th.
Okay.
But I do have up to the 16th. I got Journey to the Savage Planet, added July 3rd, 2024. Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl 2, added July 3rd. Cricket 24, added July 9th. So, time this releases the next day.
Yeah.
Case of the Golden Idol, July 9th. Neon White, July 11th. Taicha, added July 11th. Magical Delicacy, July 16th. Flock, July 16th. That's all the ones I got.
All right. There's two more. Dungeons of Hinterberg, July 18th, and Frostpunk 2. And I believe all of those are cloud console and PC, except for Frostpunk 2. It's PC only.
Wasn't that one of the ones that was contender for Game of the Year last year?
Maybe. I don't remember when it came out.
What? That was a contender in last year's, in some sort of category. Going live for this one.
Frostpunk 2.
Release date.
It says an upcoming.
Yeah, it says September 20th, 2024. No, it came out last year sometime. Pre-purchase on Steam.
Yeah, it's saying September 20th, 2024.
I swear I've seen it somewhere. Or was it? No, I seen it on a Xbox showcase. That's what it was.
Oh, okay. I've seen the name before, but I didn't know where it was from.
Yeah, I swore it was. I made me think of Alan Wake 2. That's what it is.
Alan Wake, yep. Yep.
Hey, we don't claim to be good.
Great. That's why we go live sometimes, so we get our facts straight. Don't tell you guys false information.
I was right earlier. I knew that guy's name started with an A, but
yeah,
I was definitely wrong about Frostpunk. It was not a Game of the Year last year. Alan Wake 2 was in the talks.
Yeah. It was something, too.
Yeah, I was close.
Yeah. If you consider that close.
Hey, I got to take wins where I can.
That's right. All right. So this was just last week, but Xbox Live goes down for several hours.
Which is not so much the fact that it went down, it's the fact that it took so long to get it up.
Back up. Right.
That's why we're still covering it, because obviously it's not going to affect you by the time you hear it, because it's already up and running.
Usually Microsoft's pretty quick to fix these kind of things, but whatever the problem was must have been pretty tough.
Yeah, so the problem began around 2 p.m. Eastern time, and Down Detector recorded a peak of 32,222 reported issues during the outage, with 75% of the reports citing problems with login, 21% with server connection, and 4% with gameplay. Some users received error messages indicating that the service was undergoing scheduled maintenance. The official Xbox Support Twitter account acknowledged the disconnection from Xbox Live at 2:55 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and stated the investigations were ongoing. They directed users to the Xbox status page, which later updated the report to major outage of the account and profile service at 2:07. p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Xbox status page warned users about potential sign-in issues, disconnecting while signed in, and other related problems affecting Features such as games, apps, and social activities that require sign-in. While Xbox Network, previously known as Xbox Live, has encountered occasional server disruption and connectivity issues in the past, a recent outage garnered significant attention due to the widespread impact and the length of time it took for Microsoft to address to resolve the connectivity issues. Microsoft announced that the issues was successfully resolved at 8:49 Eastern Standard Time on the same day that it occurred. But yeah, so the fact that it took 7 hours to fix, and basically 32,000 people was just like, hey, this is broken. What's wrong? You think how much 7 hours is insane to fix.
To not be able to play your games that you've bought.
Yeah.
You like be able to sign in and play your games. That's, yeah.
Yeah. Because you think for some people, you know, YouTubers and stuff like that, that's their livelihood, but they can't do for
that amount of time. Like us, like we only have so much time to play. And when we want to play. So like if it's down, you know, that sucks. But yeah, we've seen this before. It was obviously we used to play Xbox pretty heavily, but we've seen this before, but it didn't take that long to come back up. Maybe an hour or two at the most.
Yeah.
Not seven. And my sister, she plays Xbox. So she texts me Tuesday or whenever it happened. And she's like, are you at work? I said, yeah. She said, well, my Xbox is being stupid. It won't let me log in. I said, okay. She's like, I already reset my password and everything. Still won't let me log in. I said, okay. It sounds like Xbox Live's down. Looked it up. Sure enough, it was down. So, yep, that's the issue.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it affected my sister and several others. So, I wanted to cover it just to, you know, if it wasn't affected, let you guys know. Because I'm sure everybody that would have tried to log in at that time would have been affected, but.
Oh, yeah. Somewhere in that percentage breakdown.
Yeah. All right, we still got time. Sega reports 6 billion yen loss.
Which I done some, well, I didn't do some math. I done some punching into an inverter calculator. So that is 41,058,817 dollars and 80 cents in U.S. dollars. For our U.S. listeners, listen, I don't know what yen necessarily stands for.
Japan currency.
Yeah, Japan currency. Where Sega's from?
Yeah.
Sega's operating profit in the past fiscal year. Which their fiscal year is different than our fiscal year.
Right.
Which I mentioned
I assume it's around Nintendo's.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it'd be the same.
It would be Nintendo's.
Yeah. Is April 1st, 2023 to May 31st, 2024. Fell by 86.7%. And the company posted the net loss of 6.6 billion yen over, you know, in parentheses there, 41 million. The losses are significant, which my number's taking a little bit off because it does say 6.65 billion yen.
Right. Close enough.
But it was close enough.
Still a lot of money.
Add a few thousand dollars in there and you got it.
Yeah.
The losses are significant considering Sega had made a net profit of 11.488 billion yen in the year before. Which, I believe that's the same year that Sonic Frontiers released, too, so it makes a little bit more sense, which, of course, I don't think they sold that much in the game, but.
No, and when did the Sonic 2 movie come out? It might have been around that time.
Was it 2021 or 2022? Yeah.
Yeah.
So that definitely helped, too. But there's more. This does not mean that Sega's games perform badly as titles such, Like a Dragon, Gaiden, The Man Who Erased His Name, Like a Dragon, Infinite Wealth, Sonic Superstars, and PSO2, New Genesis, did well boosting Sega's sales throughout the fiscal year. Net sales decreased only by 2.6%, However, the company's operating profits suffered from a sharp decline as a result from structural reform implemented at Sega Europe. Due to changes in the market and profitability downturn, Sega sold off developer Relic Entertainment while cutting approximately 240 employees across several Sega Europe studios. Apart from losses coming from business restructuring, Sega posted an additional extraordinary loss of 12,955 million yen. Come on, what? That makes 12.95 million yen? I don't know what. Why? Because in yen they put a comma instead of a period.
Yeah.
I don't know necessarily how that translates, because obviously to us that's 12,955.
Right.
But there's a million in there, so it should be, you know, 12 point whatever million. Released to discontinued game content. So yeah. That's the whole Sega debacle.
Yeah, and that's a, the Sonic 3 movie's supposed to come out in December this year, so they'll get some of that money back.
Yeah, that's definitely a, not necessarily taking time bomb, but they're going to come back up. And
well, and that's just how, I mean, the game industry is right now. Like, a lot of companies are losing money and having layoffs. You know, Sony's had several studios have layoffs. Microsoft, think, what, Nintendo hasn't yet that we've covered? I don't think.
I can't remember.
I don't think. But a lot of other companies have, and we've covered
a lot of
them.
It was like a related thing and not direct with Nintendo.
Right.
But yeah, like, but they got Super Monkey Ball coming out too for people who have played Super Monkey Ball or played it in the past.
Yeah, we've played it. It's fun.
Yeah. I watched it be played. I didn't play it.
I played a little bit of it. I went through what the first world is it, but
yeah, I think Sierra's on world 4 or 5.
How many worlds are there, do you know?
5, 6 roughly. I think she's almost beat it.
Nice.
Which, I mean, she's put quite a few hours into it.
Yeah. It's fine. It's the same thing as it always has been since the GameCube. Just ball and a monkey in a ball. Go to the goal. It's still fun to have different puzzles and stuff like that. But challenges.
I've seen a guy actually play, like, he made his own controller playing it. It's, I believe there was, like, some sort of, like, soccer ball controller for, like, a FIFA game or a soccer-related game in Europe a few years ago, and he pretty much like hauled out the ball, put the monkey inside, and then he can control the movement of the monkey like how it would be in game, because obviously it's a monkey in a ball.
Right. Huh.
So he just uses that controller, and then he's able to pretty much, it's like a spherical controller, obviously, so it would be no different than actually rolling around in a ball per se.
That's cool.
Yeah, I don't know how he does like the whole like B button blast on a new one, because obviously the older ones you didn't have that blast feature.
Right. Yeah. The boost or whatever.
Yeah. I don't know how he's accomplishing on this, but it may have been for older titles. I didn't really look into it, but he did make it like his own controller.
That's cool.
You can find it online.
All right. That's all the time we have. We appreciate you guys for watching or listening. Watch us live on Twitch and YouTube. Follow all of our podcast socials, our Twitch, YouTube, Discord, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, pretty much all of them. Join our Discord server. Just talk, hang out, get any announcements for anything. Our merch on Redbubble. Colin, do you have anything?
I think that's it.
All right. We appreciate you guys for listening. We'll catch you in the next episode.
Later, guys.
At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details. Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.